Blog Talk Radio.
Time we got some.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I
yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We are back again for another episode. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High. This precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Thanking the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And thanking you all indeed for listening. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me directly. That for His cause, I have some very important things. For Him, yes, for His cause, even for the reconciliation of His people, that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection. He promised me that I would have His protection and His guidance. My brothers and sisters, I indeed am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has a plan. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan. That though men since the dawn of the fall have established all manner of miscreant, treacherous, hypocritical, partial, and polluted standards, each one provocative and contentious one against another, many call upon the name of the Most High, but preserving so many forms of stagnation. Well, my brothers and sisters, though men have done all these things, it is the promise of Yah that He must. I said He must, according to His promise, awaken His people beyond all these illusions. He must indeed, my brothers and sisters, for salvation's sake, unto His glory, for the refinement of His people, under His holy name, reveal to mankind how all, I repeat, all the variant standards of men have all been simply provocative misopinion. And in so many ways, obstacles against men discerning the righteousness of Yah. That, my brothers and sisters, I know, is a very powerful and for many, hard to believe expression. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High has assured. He has assured my brothers and sisters that his people will be set free. He has assured that his people shall see beyond all the folly of men. He has assured and declared a plan whereby all representation shall be put to shame. But my brothers and sisters, those among men who see it to their advantage, that you never know what is the event and who it is that you should be waiting for. Well, my brothers and sisters, they never found it. In any way, their priority to teach you indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is the sure faith of the One Most High. They didn't tell you about the one the scripture said for whom you should be expecting, anticipating, waiting, preparing for. They've sought to make humanity prideful after all manner of spiritual depravity. We are warned we should never, ever be found victim or swam by the name of the Most High for any man's vanity, after no man's form of variant forms of spiritual depravity. Purity and completion offers one choice. We call upon his name, but we must seek all his will that we represent him righteously. That there be no contentions among us, no provocations among us, no hypocrisy among us. Messiah commanded that men teach all his will, that those anointed by him should go forth to teach all his will. That there be no confusion, there be no debate, there be no differences, of opinion among us. But my brothers and sisters, do they really want you to know that? My brothers and sisters, in that they have established institutionality, intruded upon after the principalities and powers. Principalities and powers desirous that men remain in allegiance, stagnated after false righteousness. The rulers have been far from compelling the people to seek all that is the perfect and pure will of Yah, that humanity might be free. There are scriptures throughout the scriptures, throughout the Bible that speak of this. And many seeing these things, the question is how many, if they were to see them, would be willing to fully seek the height, depth, and breadth of all that is implied. My brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us that if we are among those who would be consecrated unto Yah, we must seek all his will, the height, depth, and breadth, all its implications. For the scriptures tell us the Messiah will come teaching a word that is line upon line, precept upon precept. Many of the precepts of which he would speak, because many have not had that foundation. Scripture says they would not understand, and many would not listen. Many would not, in fact, my brothers and sisters, scripture says many would not even desire to hear and understand. But the fact is that no one, my brothers and sisters, is justified before Yah because he lived his life in ignorance. Messiah said, unless you believe that I am he who brings the testimony from on high that you must hear. He said you would die in your sins, subject to those who kept you blind. He said, if you're my disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But how can men be his disciples when all they have heard is the testimony of those who misrepresent him? Faith, indeed, my brothers and sisters, must come by hearing a word directly from Yah. We need to talk about that tonight. I would have you to consider the early church. I repeat, I would have you to consider the early church. The Apostle Shaul warned, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world, and not after the Messiah, not after the true kingdom of Yah, not after the principles of the kingdom of Yah. For the kingdom of Yah, the Most High in his gospel, his word transcended all the false righteousness, all the partiality, the pollutions, the treachery, the blindness, the hypocrisy of a whole world. The scriptures tell us that we must subdue the will of the flesh. We must then, my brothers and sisters, be purged of all the misconceits that seem wise to the flesh if we are to live. Scripture says, if you walk after the flesh, you will die. If you subdue the flesh by the Spirit, in other words, allow the Most High to teach you beyond all the misconceits of this world and this vanity, it says, then shall you live. I heard somebody this past weekend basically relate that if a man has never heard the truth and he lives his life without it, that because he never rejected the truth in the first place, that he was somehow still yet delivered, still called steadfast, still saved. No, my brothers and sisters, that's not true at all. You said in so many ways that one left to a reprobate mind all his life, undisciplined, could somehow still be saved because he never rejected the truth in the first place. You said the man must reject the truth first in order to be rejected. My brothers and sisters, Scripture talks about the election. The elect ones of the Most High, whom the Most High chose unto an opportunity to see the truth. If there's an elect, my brothers and sisters, who are chosen to see the truth, it's also, my brothers and sisters, those forsaken. Never among those elect who think about it. When it was written about 2,000 years ago, consider how many generations among the nations of the Gentiles never heard the gospel. Shall it be said that all those among the Gentiles who never heard the gospel were delivered because they never heard the truth? After humanity's fall, rejecting the wisdom of Yah, allowing themselves to be tricked, to believe that they could be gods and kings if they turned away from the will of the Most High, that man would then have the right to dictate good and evil. After man fell away from faith in the Most High, deliberation, seeking, learning and preserving the will of the One Most High, brothers and sisters, many generations, the scriptures speak of, man having exchanged the truth of Yah for lies, fell to a reprobate mind without a covenant. For many generations, well, I want you to consider that the scriptures actually tell us that once the principalities and powers have intruded in upon the church, intruded in upon the churches to corrupt them, ungodly, wicked, lawless men presiding over your churches, telling you that you it's favor that you're not under divine law, that you remain subject to their misconceits. The scripture calls this a falling away from the faith. Men trusting in men. Men calling upon the name of the Most High, not under the fullness of divine will. And Messiah said, if you allow anybody to trick you, that you don't seek the fullness of all that's contained in the law and the prophets, he said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. I said in no case. Strong discipline sounds like to me, my brothers and sisters. Does not sound like a word that the Most High is going to waver on at all. All who would be called true unto him, steadfast unto him, must seek all his will. And my brothers and sisters, the only way you discern the fullness of that righteousness and all its interwoven and integrated majesty is by a gift from Yah. The question is, how many receiving the Spirit will seek the Most High to discern all the Most High has said for the fullness of all its repeated biblical implications? I want you to consider a few things before we go any further. There is a multitude of distinct differences between the early church. I say between the early church and what men have been come to call churches today. I find it amazing that so many fall for the gag, for the hype. They tell you have religious freedom. They tell you to go to the church of your choice. Wow. Catch words in there. Catch words in that phrase. go to the church of your choice. And they say because you picked one, it was your choice. They tell you because you picked one, that choice was to your advantage. My brothers and sisters, if, and I'm telling you now, among all the churches today, you look around, I see hardly any. In fact, I haven't seen any yet that were willing to tell all the truth that's contained in the scriptures. Truth of the matter is if none of them are willing to teach the whole truth, all of them are obstacles. All of them are controlling bodies of knowledge that keep men in darkness rather than discerning the light. I tell you, go to your church. Yeah, the system says go to church. And people need to ask the question, what was the ancient definition of a church? You might be surprised that none of the institutions that I've seen around here seem to anywhere near close accommodate truthfully what the early believers called a church. Church was a place that men went to find the truth that the rulers of the nations could never tell. What do I mean by that? Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. Could the leaders of the nations do that? Think about it. All the leaders of the nations, content with the hypocrisies and compromises, the double-mindedness of their authority, and polytheist misrule. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I reveal myself. Well, brothers and sisters, polytheist rulers, double-minded rulers, content after a multitude of differing ideals among the nations, and even the nations that they claimed as their own territory, never had an intent to preserve, or to even seek, for that matter, a pure and perfect truth, that they personally might be exalted. They never wanted you to know what is a pure, perfect, exceeding will, the One Most High. All I can say is this commandment tells you, we have tells us we should not take the name of the Most High in vain. We don't swear by his name after any contentious, double-minded, if you will, vanity. Understand, if there's no perfect cooperation among the people, it's not an offering acceptable unto him. An oath that is not unto all his will is a false oath. How shall men be forgiven then that they might truly be counted blameless? Because scripture says no man is counted blameless who takes his name in vain, who calls upon his name but not unto all his will. Meaning that anyone who calls upon his name not to seek and perform all the Most High declared is by no means viable, acceptable unto him. Anyone who calls upon his name and does not seek all his will, in fact, my brothers and sisters, can only be an obstacle, a deceiver, a liar. How do you find forgiveness for this sin? Seek all his will. And when you find it, do it. Don't seek in any way to respect, my brothers and sisters, to be justified after misexample. Don't be so assuming. Don't be so presumptuous as to believe that such a misexample will be accepted. Scripture says whoever seeks to save his life, in other words, does not uphold the truth, seeks to uphold his, maintain his reputation in this world, worldly reputation, by denying any part of his gospel, the word that is above and beyond the nations. If any man seek not to teach the fullness of to learn and teach that fullness of a word of which the world constantly seeks to reject it. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says whoever seeks to save his life by denying the truth shall lose his life. But whoever will lose his life for the sake of my gospel, in other words, willing to seek the whole truth no matter what, that one will gain his life eternal. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Preserve, maintain the nature of his conscience. Like I said, they tell you, go to the church of your choice. My brothers and sisters, would any institution be your choice if you knew outright that the people in it were lying to you, that they were hiding the truth from you? Would your choice be an institution that taught you to be treacherous, taught you to be prideful after spiritual depravity and immaturity? Is that what would truly be your choice? Well, I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, because we got a lot to talk about tonight, and prayerfully in the next, it looks like I only have a very short time, even as we speak, to speak about it all, but much can be accomplished if we can just move right through. I want you to consider this, my brothers and sisters. Early church, I need to think about this. Those who came and became part of the body of believers, was there an established institution, body of buildings, if you want to call it that, that many went to after established, let's just say, government-sanctioned institution that men went to become part of the church? No, my brothers and sisters, absolutely not. In fact, those of the early church knew that the true church was called out from the world, called to a standard beyond the rulers. And the true church, my brothers and sisters, could not be a liberating device. Anyone, unless they realized the need to exceed all the unrighteous, all the fallen standards, all the compromising hypocrisies of their rulers. I want you to think about it. Messiah said to his father, in fact, he thanked him for those who he had given his word, the word of the Father. And the Father had enlightened their minds and given them as disciples over to him. And he said, I make no request for the worldly. Now, brothers and sisters, I make no request then for those who want to maintain a facade. Said, I make no request for those who want to be justified after the diverse ideals of men. I make no request for the worldly, but those who would receive, a word from on high. That's the church. The church, my brothers and sisters, was a people called by Yah. Isaiah said, our Lord, who has heard the echoes of our voice, speaking about those who are called beyond ordinary worldly status quo. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. It was after sure apostles, handpicked by the Most High, and the unction of His Spirit from on high, that the early church, its numbers, if you will, were increased. It wasn't by any state institution. In fact, quite frankly, I tell you now that neither any institution of Rome, nor among the Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, and Essenes, if you will, none of those who sought to sustain those authorities said that, to told anyone to come to, if you will, the true church. They sought to maintain their own authority as long as they could. But there's another dimension of truth that the apostles were picked to teach the people. The scripture said those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. My brothers and sisters, the people believe that they all have believed in him after some 45,000 denominations. So everybody calling themselves, saying they have authority as pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, apostles, prophets. Did the Most High, my brothers and sisters, leave us nothing to discern the apostle, the high apostle, and priest of the faith in his return? Were we ever told, in fact, I know not, that men could be justified ultimately by anyone else? Think about it. Yohanan, the one they call the baptizer, said concerning Messiah that one from above is above all. Did you hear me? Messiah, as one sent from above, is above all. He said concerning Messiah, I must become lesser and he greater. The apostle, even Apostle Shaul, for instance, said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty. I personally know nothing of which I'm guilty. But I might not be right in this, for my judge, he said, is the Lord. Let no man therefore consider himself so wise before the time, when he, the Messiah, comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Well, I want you to consider this for a moment. What was he saying? He said, I don't judge myself. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many rulers who themselves, in all their differences, stand to be reproved? How dare they work to convince mankind that after so many differences, they should be found one and the one Most High? Think about it. By faith in a sure apostle, one truly appointed the Most High to declare the gospel, it was said, for instance, in Galatians, that there was no more need of the old schoolmasters, the old disciplinarians. If they, in their multitude, had fallen away from faith in the will of one, and certainly they had, or else they would be one. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, the one who restores faith, the pure, perfect will of the one Most High, it is only after him. And by that, my brothers and sisters, I mean a direct word from him. Is anyone truly brought to the church? I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp or receive them yet until the Holy Spirit has come. Meaning that even if you heard a word from Messiah, it would have to be after the Spirit of the Most High that you could accept and reason to truly understand and to abide in that word. Take something more than something just merely of the flesh, a carnal, to, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, bring one unto fruition of what the early church knew that they must become and should be. I want you to think about it. The early church knew they should prepare for one who will govern all the nations with a rod of iron, meaning he will govern all the nations by an absolute word, unflinching, strict, decisive, like a sharp two-edged sword, discipline. Couldn't be any shake or shimmy or doubt or debate or doubt. Today, men call the church, some 45,000 denominations after 280 nations, and say they've come out from the world. That's a dadgum lie. And we all need to know it. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Just because people call upon the name of the Most High does not mean they bless his name. Like I said, rulers can compel people to swear false oaths. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not unto the full will of the Father, whether they know it or not. Like the scripture said in Matthew 7, it says, many will come to him in that day. Did we not in your name do this, that, or the other? He will say, keep away from me, I never knew you. You never knew me. Meaning, they cried out, Lord, Lord, but it wasn't after, let's just say, divine introduction that they were brought to what the Most High himself calls his righteousness. Many of my brothers and sisters, like I said, crying about the name of the Most High, but only unto mass misrepresentation have deceived many. And for this reason, the world is divided. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, men have stood against the peace and never even known it. Like I said, I think about the rulers all the time, about how when they swear themselves in the office, or when they are sworn in office, they swear upon Bibles to uphold, didn't mean the rule of state. Didn't say they swore upon these Bibles to uphold the commandments of the Most High, but the rule of state in all its differences. Many of my brothers and sisters, they've exalted state of the Bible above the Bible that they put their hands upon. And many of my brothers and sisters are constantly deceived by the illusion that's right before their eyes. The treachery of what is being performed right before their eyes, because they have exalted the diverse, contentious, provocative rule of state against the pure will of the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, after such thinking, the Most High can never be pleased. In fact, all my brothers and sisters who elect into office such treacherous men, who think they are blessed because such treacherous men they put into office, The scripture calls them an abomination. Because if they had been groomed, formed, shapen, refined after the will of Yah, they would have understood the hypocrisy before their eyes. Read Isaiah 41:21-42:4 and understand. Scripture says those who won't declare, nor do they know, nor do they want to know what the Most High declared from the beginning, must reprove all the misideals of the nations. He said, my brothers and sisters, that those who put such as this in office, or who exalt such treacherous ones as this, are an abomination, not formed after Yah, and certainly not formed after the righteousness of Yah, or the rulers, my brothers and sisters, who comply with the oftentimes what the people's desire for such deception, refusing to understand that they have been foolish and not indeed had knowledge. It's not what everybody wants to hear, but the truth is simply what it is. Like I said, these rulers swear upon Bibles to uphold the rule of state. And the state, my brothers and sisters, has had no intention to be in all things true to the will of Yah. When you think about it, in many ways you don't discern that to be true till you read with the information and guidance, informational guidance the Most High Himself gives, to discern, my brothers and sisters, the difference between what has been exalted by men and what the Most High Himself will accept. Carnal mind can deceive many to think what men walk after is righteousness. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Carnal mind easily deceives carnal mind. After so many devices, that after the short-sighted vision of the flesh. Who then, my brothers and sisters, have granted the opportunity to discern the greater truth the Most High would offer by His Spirit? Who have granted that truth would believe? Think about it. It's time to wake up. Church and state, my brothers and sisters, if you will, having no desire to teach everything that the early church knew or to recover it, having no desire that it be made popular, having no desire, my brothers and sisters, that men know what to wait, what and who to wait for, that would come to expose them all. They basically sought to declare a stalemate. My brothers and sisters, all men left sedentary in their blindness, discerning against faith and what the Most High Himself has promised as His gift, a miracle from Him. He said the people in Isaiah 29 have all become blind, all lacking vision, none discerning truly the words of the book. But they've interpreted these things after the precepts and doctrines of men. He said the Most High will, in order to awaken His people, it is written in Isaiah 29, He will awaken His people by a marvelous manner and a wonderful work. The word for marvelous, wonderful, means after His inspiration, something that is done, my brothers and sisters, not after the ordinary designs or presentations of men. Most I would do something Himself, my brothers and sisters, to reveal His exceeding knowledge, to awaken man unto a need to seek much more. In that, in Messiah's appearance, all the world has become blind, the scriptures say. Read Psalm 14. Most High looked and saw that there was none who sought Yah. How about knew her to seek Him as much as he should? He talks about a generation, my brothers and sisters, that because none discern how much they need to seek Yah, there was none who does good, none who does righteousness. No, not one. But to say they'd be greatly ashamed. They'll be in great fear. In a generation, my brothers and sisters, in that generation which generates, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the coming of the righteous one. And in that generation, the scriptures also tell us in the Psalms that this is the generation that will know to seek His face. It says, in that day, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High raises up a deliverer out of Zion to bring His people out of this blindness and this darkness and forgetfulness. Read Romans 11:25-27. And that day Israel shall be blessed, shall be glad, shall be restored to a covenant that all my brothers and sisters in him from that forward, day forward, from that time of refinement forward, made in him forever one. The only way that could be, my brothers and sisters, is that every illusion, every lying standard, every false, foolish, deceptive standard seeming wise enough to men must be proven not enough. When my brothers and sisters, men says, okay, they call upon the name of the Most High, not willing to seek anything beyond what is acceptable to men. My brother says that's treacherous against Yah. For he said that which is highly esteemed among men is disgusting before him. Who is willing to understand it? I want you to hear me. It was at the hand of truly divinely named and foretold, if you will, a foretold apostle, even Messiah himself, who called and taught apostles himself to go forth and teach the world, that there was the hope, my brothers and sisters, of mankind being restored to the faith. Did they never tell you in the scriptures name an apostle, one truly called of Yah to preach the gospel in the last days, that you should know to seek him? One who would come forth saying, listen to me, O eyes, hearken to me, O you nations, from the body of my mother, the Most High made mention of my name, to reveal his glory, to bring his people back to him, made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword to discern between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, to bring his people back to him, even to be his salvation to the ends of the earth. Most High has named someone, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures call, in Genesis 49, Shiloh. It's Messiah that is spoken of in Isaiah 49, who is called to redeem his people, because they have sworn by his name, not in truth nor in righteousness. Many have not known that they have erred and lied. Well, they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, that expectation. They didn't teach you the faith that conquers the world and casts aside all confusion. Like I said, 2,000 years ago, it was at the preaching of appointed apostles, devout unto the Most High, called to the Most High to preach all his word, that the early church knew that they had to come to conformity unto one mind, or else they were unacceptable and they were all rejected, kind of reprobate without discipline, under a curse. Today, my brothers and sisters, people look at all these divisions and call them a blessing, not discerning them, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High called blessed, not discerning that man cursed, not blessed, divided and not one, as long as they are not yet after one understanding, one devotion, one common sense of plan and cooperation, one. Think about what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters. Early church was administered truly at the hand of chosen apostles who indeed knew the sure true hope of the gospel of the one called the Kurdi. Today, if you talk about the one called the Kurdi, who Messiah is, and the true nature of his appointed purpose, most have no concept of who he is, what he comes to do, what is that exaction, how he comes, according to the scriptures, at all. Yes, they believe a bunch of contrivances whereby men have taken pieces and parts of scriptures and painted an entirely alternate scenario. But my brothers and sisters, few are those who believe the truth. The kind of truth you find at Zephaniah, for instance, 2:15 to 3 and 6. It talks about Messiah in the midst of a lawless, wicked, confused city, preaching the gospel because everyone believes the lies. They won't listen to him. All before a time of great judgment. Listen back through a few of the shows, my brothers and sisters, that relate that the churches have been curses. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in there? Look back through the last couple of weeks. Will he find faith in the earth, or men prone to believe that a multitude of differing ideas have been licensed by Yah? Like I said, the early church was ministered truly at the hand of chosen apostles. And those who believed, my brothers and sisters, among those who indeed saw the Messiah himself.
But today we have a multitude of churches and pastors who all claim to call upon the name of the Most High sincerely. Well, my brothers and sisters, you can't be sincere to what you never really understood. They will never admit that in their multitude of many contentions and provocations, they are too counted as provocations, obstacles against the direct faith by which men must overcome. In other words, understand what I'm saying. The book of Jacob, called James, well, it says, though we be scattered among a multitude of provocations among the nations, we are still obligated to the Most High to bring forth the perfect work. If we lack discretion, we are told we have to ask of Yah. But we cannot be double-minded and expect to receive any blessing from Him. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the provocations among the nations of all the diverse political, national, social, cultural, and pseudo-religious institutionalities after which men have given their allegiance to only to be blinded, never matriculating unto the sure knowledge and spiritual maturity that the Most High calls steadfast unto Him. Think about it. It means that your churches and their differences, provocative against one another also, because they've been provocative against the pure, perfect will of Yah that offers the one choice. Your churches and denominations the same. Meaning that if our people are scattered among a multitude of different denominations, regardless of what they call themselves or what title they give themselves, if they don't realize the obligation of the Most High to bring forth the perfect work, many are deceived to find themselves satisfied in hypocrisy, never knowing the need to discern beyond all such misgivings. Think about it. The people of old understood, my brothers and sisters, there was no nationally sanctioned man-made institution that called men to the faith. Because a nationally sanctioned institution automatically sanctioned them, my brothers and sisters, the compromises of a confused, diverse, and indiscriminate society. And that, my brothers and sisters, that plurality could never be true to the will of one. So there's no such thing as a state-sanctioned church that is truly, my brothers and sisters, a church that calls men out from the world. They call it the Roman Catholic Church. Remember, 2 Thessalonians supposed to warn that there would be the misrule of the principalities and powers will come right into the church. Men pretending to be godly, presiding over the church, causing men to believe lies, that those who believe those pretenses shall be damned. Nobody is saved because they believe a false prophet who told you to call upon the name of the Most High, and at the end of the day, all you still believe is their lies. Colossians say, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world, and not after the Messiah, lest you be robbed, doomed, as though living in the world. And co-participants, my brothers and sisters, in the deception and the robbery. He said, beware, lest any man beguile you. How about misteach you with regard to what should be taught as proper meat and drink? What should be taught as the right doctrine, my brothers and sisters, that should be taught in the Sabbaths and the feasts, beginning of the month and new moons. Think about it. People are teaching all manner of different doctrine. Even among those who say they keep Torah, but they have different concepts of it. That's not a work of the Holy Spirit. If you believe the finished work of the Holy Spirit and truly being born again is unto a multitude of contradictions, my brother and sister, you're still a daggum fool. I'm just going to tell you like it is. It might make a whole lot of people angry at me, but I hope it causes them to seek the scriptures enough to understand what I'm saying. Because if you do seek them deeply enough with the help of the Most High, you will understand. But if He doesn't help you to understand this, what I just said, and my words made you angry against the messenger, rather than recognizing it's the messenger, it's the message of one on high, well, it wasn't for you anyway. I'm not trying to be hard about this. I'm just being factual. Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. I want you to understand. Revelation 13 talks about how the principalities and powers make war against the saints and would overcome them, did long ago. Rome came in, and timely sought to destroy Jerusalem. Scripture said after that time be great tribulation. Murderous times. It would not end until they slaughtered all the folks who knew the truth. Or silenced those who might possibly speak. My brothers and sisters, men being comforted then after illusion, have continued, my brothers and sisters, preserve a curse. Short-sightedness, blindness, ever since. I wanted to call it something acceptable unto Yah. No, my brothers and sisters, if the ways of the world were already acceptable unto him, he would not have called men who, after the spirit of the Most High and the wisdom of Yah, knew they had to stand up against the short-sightedness and the blindness of the rulers. That men discern the one true and promised heir and king. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It was by direct unction from Yah, direct inspiration from the Most High, wherein men were harmed. Men's hearts were pricked upon hearing the gospel, hearing the truth, at the hand of faithful apostles, that many were added as the numbers of the church as it continued to grow. Think about it. What about that Gentile Cornelius? Scriptures talk about around, what is it, Acts 10? As a Gentile, he asked the Most High to send him someone to teach him. An apostle was awakened in a dream and told to go forth and follow after the mandate Messiah said, go forth and teach the nations. Go forth even to teach all the Gentiles. Go forth and teach all the lost tribes of Israel. In this case, it was at the unction of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that one was inspired among the Gentiles to seek the true faith beyond all the nations. An apostle was sent forth to preach to him. What about, my brothers and sisters, if, in fact, it has occurred? We live in a world today that for many generations there has been none to preach the fullness of the truths of which I would speak to you. In other words, I'm talking about the kinds of truth you find on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise, Woe to the Shepherds, Thoughts and Afterthoughts and Contradiction versus Diction. I tell you now, there are truths contained therein. You won't hardly find anything of the like anywhere else. My brothers and sisters, you don't have, there's no possibility of harmony with the saints of old to remember what the saints of old knew. Most High told me that's my purpose, to bring a restoration of that ancient covenant truth. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that none but those who are willing to believe and understand that the contentions in this world have not been of the Spirit shall discern and be counted worthy of the gift of the Spirit. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. It was an apostle who knew the truth, who was called, even anointed in the truth, to go forth and teach, to open the door for many who did not have it, to discern it. We talked the other night about how the book of Romans actually says to those who were without the law, righteousness is revealed. Meaning that at that time, to a people who never knew the gospel, there were those sent forth that they might understand it. What about, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says how in the last days all of these have been far from the revelation of righteousness. Isaiah 56 talks about righteousness, the righteousness of Yah being revealed. Revelation 15 says pretty much the same. It talks about people who are singing the song of the Lamb, and the song of the Lamb and the song of Moshe, who have overcome the world, all the deceits that are in it. Scripture says, in that day, who will not praise thee, O King of ages? I'm talking about a king above all kings. In the day that his righteousness is revealed. And the day his righteousness is revealed, my brothers and sisters, it exposes all those who would not teach it in its fullness. Like I say, who called upon the name of the Most High, but not unto righteousness, not unto truth, which is exactly what the Scripture says in Isaiah 48. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says to the very last one of them, all of them being greedy dogs, turning to men after their own way. My brothers and sisters, greedy dogs turning men after their own way, knowing nothing, refusing to know anything. How could they reveal righteousness, my brothers and sisters, by which men might be saved? They couldn't do it. What about if they never told you, my brothers and sisters, about him who comes to restore a sense of absolution? If they left you to believe that anybody who claims to be an apostle is, you could be deceived, my brothers and sisters, by many. Messiah talked about watch out for false Christs and lying prophets. That means false men are not true to the anointing of Yah. Lying prophets, teaching testimony of brothers and sisters deceitful, that is not enough. And he told apostles, his own apostles, my brothers and sisters, beware, be careful, lest any man deceive them. My brothers and sisters, you should be careful not to fall victim to anybody who would trick you into being prideful in your spiritual depravity. Because after spiritual depravity, my brothers and sisters, no man is born again. I talked on last evening about the true nature of being born again, or if you will, being born a second time, is what the scriptures actually speak of. There's one birth, my brothers and sisters, that men go through. The seed of a mother and father matures in a mother's water, fluid, called an amniotic fluid. Messiah said you must be born of the water and of the Spirit, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. You shall not see the kingdom of Yah. You shall not discern. Well, my brothers and sisters, just like seed that becomes born a baby. I said born a baby. Wow, think about it. Must undergo a gestation period in his mother's womb. Born flesh. Of his mother's waters. So, my brothers and sisters, man must mature completely after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to be made, my brothers and sisters, acceptable unto the Most High, and even then, spiritually speaking, one is must come to the Most High. Still for even more teaching, as would a little child. Why do I say that? I remember a little while back, somebody called up on the phone, and I told them, and they said I was talking to them like they were a little child. I told them they are. Count yourself blessed, the Most High calls you like a little child that he could teach. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who count themselves grown and don't even realize that they're far from even having found the path that if the Most High would give them the Spirit, they still are far from the path after which they might mature rightly. That's why he said, beware lest any man deceive you. How about beware lest any man cause you not to seek the fullness of all that is necessary, that you be at peace with the one Most High. Think about it. You got 45,000 churches out here. People all claiming to be having the anointing of the Holy Spirit, claiming to be led by him. But if we were all born again of his Spirit after the will of one, all these differences and denominations would not exist. And men would understand that seeking to create a multitude of competitive institutions is never a covenant. Men more concerned with pulpits and thrones than they're concerned about the reconciliation of a people seeking the truth for the good of us all was never a covenant. Scripture says if you desire spiritual gifts, desire to edify, desire that men be wizened, enlightened, to discern beyond all the indiscriminate, shallow-minded, partial, perverse, and hasty conclusions of this world. Nothing else is a covenant, my brothers and sisters. Nothing else preserves righteousness. Nothing else is worthy to learn righteousness. If they didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, they left you quite blind. If they didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the true mandates of the faith. I want you to think about it. Because in a lot of institutions, all I see is a bunch of folks sit back and holler about, I'm Baptist. I was born a Baptist, I die a Baptist, or whatever denomination they are. And some say, okay, they feel blessed they came to some bit of Hebrew knowledge. My brothers and sisters, scripture said to be strange to the commonwealth of Israel and the covenants of the promise. It would be without Yah, without Messiah, without hope and in the world. But do people believe that they are Israel just because they claim to be by their own mouths? I asked the Most High, what is the nature of a true Israelite? And he told me that's something that he will have to recreate again in the earth. It's a conscience he will have to restore. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says Messiah will have to be awakened to bring the people back to him. My brothers and sisters, if they were truly Israel, would they ever have ignored him? Scripture said when Messiah appeared, a whole lot of folks would think they're righteous. Yeah. Scripture said a whole lot of folks would think they're righteous at the city. Think they're true to the Most High. They say not prepared to listen to him at all. So he brings forth the word, my brothers and sisters, that indeed is righteous and does not fall short. They said because of their spiritual depravity. They said they would not hearken his word to discern their shame. And Scripture said the time will come when Messiah will speak an exceeding word, that every man through his reproof shall discern their guilt before Yah. Well, an indiscriminate people, my brothers and sisters, all hyped up about their opinions. I said an indiscriminate people, hyped up and exalting their own opinions, haven't understood that they've done exactly what the Scripture said you should not do. It says, who shall ascend into the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who has clean hands? How about works wrought purely after a pure heart, a pure understanding? Who has not lifted up his soul, how about after any man's vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? My brothers and sisters, it is to swear deceitfully. And in fact, it's the result of a curse that men have sworn themselves over in allegiances to leaders who would never tell them the whole truth. Like I said before, the scriptures say in advance the Messiah will be reared into a world. Very much, it says in Isaiah 52, like a desert. Like a root out of dry ground. It means, my brothers and sisters, that truth the world would not tell. Yah would tell him himself. I put it to you this way. Most High told me when I first began to wake up. He told me in so many ways that if I did not listen to him, he said someone would make a fool of me. He said listen to him or someone would make a fool of me. I know it sounds hard, but in so many ways he told me about the conscience of man today and said they're all dead. It might be hard for men to accept. But he said, in terms of being awake enough, it's not enough. Men will have to again listen to him. I remember the first thing that came to my mind when I realized the Most High was calling me aside for his purpose. First and primary purpose that I had was I prayed to him deeply. Tears in my eyes. Until my own hair was wet with my own tears. I asked him to teach me how not to lie. I realized I didn't know anything. I knew if I went forward to speak, I could only lie. That's all I can. All I knew. All I knew was what I presumed to be right. Scripture tells us ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. I asked him to teach me. And if I went forth from him as he commanded I should, and commanded I must, that I know how not to lie. And what he told me once I realized I didn't know anything, and that if I went forth to speak, all I could do was presume. He told me when I realized that I know it's going to sound, I'm not pumping myself up, but reverence, desire not to misrepresent. He finally assured me. He said, if I call you, I will teach you. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful, not only for myself, but for many others. And those who have an opportunity to receive a word, one of the Most High truly has called, should count themselves blessed because they had such an opportunity. Many of my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, have not. I want you to hear me. Though we who call upon the Most High be scattered among many nations and denominations, how many of us have heard the truth of the gospel, word truly from above, that when being established upon a sure foundation, we are not so easily misled, and that we, in hearing an exceeding word that proves foolish what men have called wisdom, we might remain upon a solid foundation. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that many have remained, have only known after this world faulty foundation, that they remained under such darkness, under such instability all their lives. I see a lot of deceitful, blind, and carnal, controlling bodies of knowledge that have not been knowledge at all. Don't teach people to await the invariant light of the one for whom we should be waiting, according to the scriptures. My brothers and sisters, do you really think the leaders wanted you to seek after one who would expose them all as blind? Scripture said in advance. To wait for such a thing is futile. The leaders wouldn't teach you this. That's why the scripture says this one will come unexpectedly, very suddenly. Even in a manner, my brothers and sisters, the people were not prepared to accept. Because even if the whole world be a liar, deceived and blinded, Yah will be true to everything that he said, even if he catches the whole world in his folly. We've talked before about Revelation 22:16. The scriptures talk about, if you really understand it, it's saying, in effect, though the whole world be reproved, even though he reprove us all, that there might be an opportunity to repent. An opportunity to bring forth into the Most High what is acceptable. Even so, come Yeshua, the Kurdi. But how many of my brothers and sisters really understand what he meant when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, one who exposes all unrighteousness? He said that only those who would either add or take away from the word are welcome. Only those who would keep and preserve and guard his righteousness are welcome. Besides, there may be no requests for those who would do otherwise. But how many of my brothers and sisters understand? It's going to take a great miracle, a great move on the part of the Most High to snap people out of this blindness. Because some people, all they've known is to go to an institution that they've called the church. Then my brothers and sisters, those who knew the truth of the early church, where they just see these things today, walk in and see how they operate. They would not call them churches at all. They call them hell holes, bandits' caves, curses, blasphemous, provocative institutions against the righteousness of Yah. Because these rulers have compelled men to seek no more than what the scriptures call every single one of them going after their own way, to their own advantage, not seeking the righteousness of Yah. Isaiah 56:57 even goes as far as to say that they compel the people to mock even the Messiah when he comes, predisposed to trust in their own righteousness. Isaiah 65 says those men such as this, the way he should speak to them. He said he called out to them all day, to people who had not known his name or would not know the truth of his will, who say that they are righteous, say that they are holier than thou. Who, if somebody were to bring the truth to them, they say, do not come near me. For they already are holy. Scripture says, because these ones forgot his holy mountain, chose to set up feasts after their own idolatries. When Isaiah 65, he said, because when he called, they did not answer. Or will not answer. When he calls, they will not listen. He said he would deliver them to the sword. Isn't that what's said in Acts 3:18-23? Messiah is going to come with the word to restore all things, according to all spoken by the holy prophets. Most High spoke with the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. He says, whoever will not hearken to his testimony as a prophet, say, be cut off from among the people. My brothers and sisters, the one who has such a powerful testimony as that, men should be waiting for. If they're more concerned about the sanctity of the kingdom than their own selfish pride and presumptuousness, they have no problem with that. I remember once telling the Most High that it will come on awakening to how much greater truth I had to attain and how blind for a long time I had been. I remember telling the Most High directly, seeing the grandeur and the beauty of what he intends on this earth. I simply said to him, even if I'm not worthy. And I didn't consider by any means that I was. Under such a kingdom, such grandeur and beauty and righteousness. I just simply asked the Most High to let me help. I even saw, like I said, seeing the majesty of what he expects of his people in his kingdom. And seeing that upon first opportunity, I said that even if I did not attain to it, was worthy unto that kingdom, I just asked the Most High, if nothing else, at least let me help. Doesn't make any difference what happens to me, just let me help for the sake of whoever will be worthy. And I remember what he told me. He said, my son, if you can say it, he said, you can say what you just said and mean it as you said it. He said, that's what I'm looking for. You can say what you just said and mean it as you said. My son is going to be all right. My brothers and sisters, we don't know at first what we are to be. My brothers and sisters, we have faith in him that he desires to deliver us. We should know to be wise enough also to hear him when he offers us his discipline. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. Scriptures talk about those who seek him diligently for knowledge. They make their election sure. Well, the election is the Most High and him operating upon his promise that he has chosen that there will be those who will offer the opportunity unto knowledge. And he told them to constantly seek an increase in knowledge, growing in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. Scripture says if we do this diligently, with a sincerity of heart. He says we make our election sure that we be freely given entrance under the kingdom of Yah. I want you to consider then what's said at 2 Kings, 2 Peter, 1st chapter. Did it say that if you don't feel the need to grow, if you don't realize the need to increase in knowledge, if you don't realize the need to be disciplined unto acceptance before the Most High, are you still acceptable? My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, beware lest any man beguile you. Lest any man deceive you. He said through the apostle, after the principles of the world, and not fully after the will of Messiah, beware lest any man deceived you. After false testimonies, false prophets, false anointed. Folks who don't function fully after his anointing until you were truly being born again. Think about it. It's only after one has matriculated, matured in the spirit, that he is truly confound born again. Scripture speaks of Messiah. We talked about this last night. In Isaiah 50, it says, morning by morning, the Most High causes his ear to hear the teaching that he has become a Savior. Morning by morning, the Most High causes his ears to hear the teaching. He has not turned back the rebellious way. Talking about it, it's a latter-day prophecy, my brothers and sisters. That he should know how to declare a word to those who have been spiritually immature, wearied, blinded, scattered after a multitude of pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, and misrulers. That the people, my brothers and sisters, might be restored to spiritual strength. Strength enough, my brothers and sisters, to withstand the wiles and deceits of the depraved, the depraved, the devilish, the deviant, the partial, and the polluted. They didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, the need to discern beyond all depravity by the power of the Spirit. What do you think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants it as an offering? A multitude of people, to the people who cherry pick what seems right in their own eyes, or what seems good according to their own discretion? Will such thinking, my brothers and sisters, bring men unto uniformity with the Most High? Absolutely not. Meaning there's so much more, my brothers and sisters, must be attained. And that unity the scriptures speak of, my brothers and sisters, is a gift. It's wisdom given only by the one Most High. It's a shame that so many in their carnality, rather than asking the Most High to awaken their minds unto the greater unction of His Spirit, many of them, my brothers and sisters, would rather speak against the good report of those the Most High calls, or even Him whom the Most High calls, because they still wish to exalt their vanities and keep men under such depravities. There's no love of Yah in those who would do this. And my brothers and sisters, it's only because men have been blind that they're so easily falling victim to those who maintain such illusion. Scripture tells us, if man sin willfully, in other words, turn against the truth after receiving, no more sacrifice, no atonement, no chance for forgiveness, because he's insulted the only gift by which he might be saved. He's insulted the gift of truth. It's only those who convert to love the truth and walk in the truth that are forgiven. First command, you must love the Most High. How about love His truth? Love His command. Love His righteousness. Love His nature. With all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Whoever cannot do this, my brothers and sisters, is part of a curse and not a blessing. It's only after the sure testimony of one, a testimony, my brothers and sisters, above oneself, that there's a hope of my brothers and sisters unto putting away all sin. One scripture says it this way in Hebrews around, 10:6-20? By an oath you put aside all strife. The Messiah comes born with a name, my brothers and sisters. The promise of the Most High that he will mature and discern beyond all the misconceits of all the rulers. And those who would make an oath in his name, true to his testimony. Testimony which exposes all those who've called upon his name unrighteously. He said, those who believe him. I didn't say all his multitude of misrepresentatives, or those who misrepresented him. He did not say after those, my brothers and sisters, after the power and the working of a devil, ministers of darkness presenting themselves as angels of light. He never said after the false prophets, my brothers and sisters, would any man be delivered. Purity and completion offers one choice. Purity and completion delivers men from all misconceit, all the sin, all the divisions, all the misallegiances of this world. To call upon the name of the Most High and not seek all his will. It's a curse and not a blessing. Man should then, my brothers and sisters, be utmost diligent, utmost deliberate, not to lie, not to present a fallen example. You should be utmost deliberate, diligent, my brothers and sisters, not to deceive any man after any fallen standard. It is the love of Yah and the love of our people that we all seek the truth. All the Most High will reveal for the good of one another. That is love. Unless there be that principle in the heart, our brothers and sisters, men are quite lost. And like I say, there are those who can say nothing actually against so much of my testimony, but they would prefer, and they proved it again and again, that no one hear it. For they know I would speak about things that they have not. And they say I'm reproving them. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there are truths in the scripture that nobody has a right not to speak, seeing that they have been called to the Most High. Like I said, if the apostles are sure that they themselves be judged by one whom Yah has appointed, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many today, you hear continually exalting themselves, not teaching men to expect one greater, How should it be said, my brothers and sisters, they will have any humility at all? So the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, not those who made prideful, my brothers and sisters, after falsehood. This will open the eyes and release the captives. Who's willing to hear it? He said, go forth and teach the nations. In fact, my brothers and sisters, teach the nations and the authority and truth that the rulers obliged them to compromise cannot. He said, as I am sending, as the Most High has sent me. How about to preach the pure truth? He said, so I am sending you. This is his word to the apostles. He didn't say to teach them anything in any way deviant or void of all that he would have taught, were it he himself. He said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them or receive them fully yet. For the Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lying in it. No lie in it. Reproving every form of doctrine that would divide the people. Every form of sin. How many of my brothers and sisters, when they hear the one who proves all those who have not been delivered unto the whole truth, how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared beyond their flesh, are ready to quickly beyond their flesh at the miraculous power of the Most High, even the miraculous revelation of the Most High, prepared to hear the truth? Think about it. He said, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. The word for miracle, wonder, has to do, my brothers and sisters, with the fact that this is an action, an act, a deliberation that is not after what is, let's just say, easily perceived or done. In fact, cannot be done after merely the power of a carnal mind. He said, after a wonderful manner will he deliver his people. That means, my brothers and sisters, he will show something from on high, something beyond all that the rulers expected and all the people expected. Something that he wrote of old, which for a long time the people have been blind. It should cause men to understand the need to exceed all their rulers, discerning what exceeding them is. For men will see the truth that for a long time before them had been hid. You want to know what that is? Well, I tell you now, it's going to take some deliberation on the part of many. Pray, my brothers and sisters, pray real hard. Many won't understand a word of what I'm saying till you examine with your Bibles in hand, with a prayer in your heart, the kind of information that's on my website, hiddengospel.com. Like I said, since it seems right now for a moment, Blog Talk, well, it looks like they're putting up a few, thankful for that, they're putting up a few pictures again tonight. Well, I intend to go back in there and I put up some of the slideshow that relate how you can check out those articles that relate those hidden and secreted things so desperately needed, my brothers and sisters, for the people to become whole. If the world won't teach it, and all won't teach the gospel, faith, discretion, to discern what is the ways of the kingdom of Yah, is a gift that comes from Yah. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. No man is justified unto peace with Yah after a multitude of partial and perverse pollutions. It's not after worldly pollutions, not after worldly provocations, not after the sin of one seeking to lift up his soul, after immature worldly differences, not seeking to lift up his soul or be exalted because he would exalt his own opinions. But by faith, hearing from the Most High directly, discretion above all. He said your rights must exceed that of your rulers. That means it's not a truth you get from your rulers. It's truth you get from him. It's after this gift, my brothers and sisters, the man gains discretion sufficient. You mean to tell me that those who don't know what pleases Yah are going to teach you how to please Him? Well, I can only say again, my brothers and sisters, there are those who, rather than believe they're deceived, rather than believe they're ignorant, would rather believe deceivers. We tell them they're wise in spite of their presumptuous lack of knowledge, seeking to exalt their own ways. They sit back and tell them they're ready for the kingdom of Yah, after what seems wise after their own hearts. And so many never even begin to exercise or harness the gift of the Spirit. If you know you need the Spirit of the Most High to prepare for the one who would judge mankind according to all the Most High has spoken, and you don't know yet what is the fullness of His righteousness revealed, it creates in your heart a kind of humility. If you know that the kingdom of Yah won't be manifest till a soul first awakens beyond all these misconceits to teach others, then you should know to pray for the full awakening of that chosen one. Even though he gaining the gifts of the Most High and the vision of the Most High must reprove all, you realize that your eyes won't be open fully until first are his. A brother and sister, is anybody double-minded, selfishly ambitious, or whatever, to desire otherwise, has not been true to the hope of the gospel and has not proven themselves faithful unto the truth of what has always been from the beginning the righteous expectation. Genesis 49 says, in the last days, one out of the tribe of Judah will come forth the righteous heir. Isaiah 65 says he will be the heir of all kingdoms and mountains of the Most High. Well, if I could tell you what all I know about that one, something I heard from the Most High directly. It says that one, my brothers and sisters, unto him shall all the nations and all the people seek. Isaiah 11 says, in that day his peace, his rest shall be glorious, all conforming to the will of one, because they will discern that everything else that men thought was wise, of divisions, curses, sin. When you understand, my brothers and sisters, that all the rulers that don't teach you the whole truth, and all these denominations and churches and nations that won't teach the whole truth have been curses, then will you discern what it is. And then, my brothers and sisters, will men be compelled to seek the awaited one who reveals all the world has refused to understand and reveal. Well, I'm looking at my time, my brothers and sisters, only a few seconds left. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. That's the true church. Under His might, under His honor, His praise always. I thank Him for every eye and ear that He brings near. I thank you all for listening. And under His might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah!